Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims and joining us for a return visit, been a little over a year, I believe, Holly Bruce, Executive Director of Newgate Mission in Longview. Welcome again. Great to have you back with us.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Holly, I'm going to have some repeat business today. If people remember back to earlier in 2018 when we were last visiting with you, but there have been some changes, some very interesting upgrades and updates that you're going to share with us as well. First of all, tell us a little bit about Newgate Mission, who you are, what you do, and maybe if we start with how it all began, which I think was back in 1990?
1990, absolutely. Newgate was started really as an outreach mission by which members of the First United Methodist Church in Longview would visit our transportation hub in Longview, where many homeless individuals would spend time, and they would take them food. And so it really was a food outreach program. And over the years, again, that was in 1990, but over the years, we've just evolved due to changing and growing needs of our lower-income community members and have started to provide so many additional services. Last year, in 2018, we provided almost 80,000 meals, and that's on-site at Newgate Mission at 207 South Moberly, our main building. But we, again, like I said, we've evolved and continue to offer more services and explore what the biggest needs are in our community with our lower income community members.
I was looking over your website and you really do a lot of very diverse work. It's as though you're set up to at least give people a starting point for any and every need that they might have if they walk through your doors. And is there maybe one vision or mission statement or catchphrase that kind of sums it all up for you? I see providing resources to inspire hope. That's one. Yeah.
And inspiring hope and healing. The way we look at ourselves is that we're holistically rebuilding the lives of low-income and marginalized populations. And as you mentioned, we do have a very diverse set of services. And the reason for that is that we have to start where the client is, and we call them community members rather than clients, but we have to start where they are. And in doing so, we have to identify specifically what their needs are and then tailor our services to them based on that. There's no cookie cutter answer to homelessness or helping relieve low-income families. We have to look specifically at what the needs are and then provide referrals and case management however we can that best suits them.
Mm-hmm. 207 South Moberly, I believe you gave the address out a little while ago, which is actually in South Longview, just south of downtown. Phone number is, I don't know if I have that on here or not.
It's 903-757-6146.
Okay, I did have that correct. And there's another one that I see, 903-553-0902. Is that?
That's actually our annex, and that is across the street from us. That's where we provide social services such as showers for individuals who don't have shower access or perhaps don't have electricity in their homes. And we also provide clothing there, access to mail, phone, and internet, and hygiene items as well.
Okay. Office hours, and you are a day mission. It's Monday, 8:15 to 10 a.m., and then Tuesday through Friday, 8:15 a.m. until 3 p.m. And
correct.
I take it that you've worked this out as the hours that work best for you and for the people that you serve.
Right. That's really when we see the most people. Between 3 and 5, we don't really have people coming in. And because we have so many staff members who come in very early to start the meals, we have to be sensitive to that. In terms of overtime pay, so that we're being good stewards of the funds that we receive.
Okay. I want to make sure I have all this correct now. The 903-553-0902, and is that also a fax number? Or
let me, that actually is our fax number.
Okay.
Yeah, I apologize. Our annex number is 903-230- 230-7877.
230-7877. So, main number 903-757-6146, annex number 230-7877?
0877.
Okay. The annex number is 903-230-0877. And if you're still faxing in this internet day and age, you can fax 903-553-0902. We'll go over that several times during
the
show. Sorry for any confusion.
No.
Okay. The main thing, and the way where it all began was with meals.
But
you have so many other services provided. And tell us about how your anything you can tell us about how your meal schedule works.
Our meal schedule, we provide coffee, donuts, and devotion Tuesday through Friday morning, and that's at 7 a.m. And then we provide a hot lunch on each of those days as well.
Okay.
Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we provide hot breakfast as well as sack lunches.
All righty.
So it kind of switches up a bit, and a lot of that's based on volunteers and when we can get volunteers in to serve. But we definitely always want to make sure we have at least one hot meal.
Okay, and all of it provided free of charge?
Yes. We don't charge anyone to come into the mission. We always accept financial donations, and we accept anyone to come in through our doors and eat lunch. The people that we serve love having visitors come in and eat lunch, and so we're happy to invite that as well. Everyone is welcome in Newgate Mission.
All righty. Website, by the way, and it's a newly redesigned website, which we'll go over shortly, www.newgatemission.org. I like the ones that are easy to remember.
Yes.
Okay, as far as the many other services that are provided, and I will say before we move forward, if you check out that website and check out the new video that's posted on the website, which we'll also talk about shortly, you're going to learn a lot about Newgate Mission. But we'll go over it right here. Case management for upward movement in the trajectory of life. And you say this is about guidance on housing and employment. Tell us about how that works.
Much of it, yes, is about guidance on housing and employment. But we have a certified life coach at Newgate Mission. I myself am a licensed social worker. And so we work very, very closely with individuals to determine what their barriers are, what their challenges are, and helping them. Mainly that does apply to housing and employment. We want to be able to assist people in getting them employed and making sure that they have stable housing. And so that's generally where that falls, but it could fall under helping someone obtain the documents needed to get a driver's license.
Okay.
It's very difficult to do much without a driver's license, include get a job. And so we work with them on obtaining those documents that are needed so that they can get those IDs. That's a big thing that we do as well. But the life coaching and case management is really to help them meet their goals, whatever those goals may be.
Very good. Talking to Holly Bruce, Executive Director of Newgate Mission in Longview. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. It's a Christ-centered agency. You started at First United Methodist Church of Longview, and there's a verse from Matthew that you'll see on the website that, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Yet another way of summing it all up. And in that light, plenty of worship opportunities, and you say many feel lost.
Yeah, many of the people that we see at Newgate do feel lost, and especially the people that come in that we haven't seen before. We certainly have people that we see that we've seen over the course of time, but when we have a new client come in, a lot of times they just don't know where to go. We're a low barrier program, and so that means that we serve individuals who are facing all kinds of barriers, and so the worship opportunities that we offer, again, in the morning we have devotion. We also have a weekly church service across the street in our annex. That's where our chapel is, and that's at 8 a.m. on every Sunday.
All right.
We have a worship director who is, she's kind of at the end stages of planning our vacation Bible school for the year, and that'll take place in June, so that's something we're really excited about, and she's put a lot of work into. What we've actually started doing is making it a mobile vacation Bible school so that we can take the message to low-income apartment complexes and places like that where people may not have the transportation to get somewhere. So these children may otherwise not have access to a vacation Bible school. So we're just taking it to them.
Okay. Homeless population you deal with a lot, and that's a major problem. The good side of that is that it's coming to light more. Mm-hmm. More people everywhere are becoming more aware of the homeless problem, but many of those you serve are not homeless, but the working poor and the elderly. And the working mm-hmm. poor is a term that I guess has been around for a while, but that's one that's really come to light within the past few years. Mm-hmm. So many agencies are dealing with people who are working sometimes two or three jobs, mm-hmm. but just can't make a whole lot of money. The working poor and the elderly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We see a lot of that. Families who are with the parents being underemployed or, like you said, considered working poor. And so those individuals have housing. What many of them tell us is that by coming to Newgate for a meal or two a week helps them bridge that gap between their income and their expenses. So if we have an individual who is trying to decide whether to eat lunch or to pay their rent, we would like to cover their lunch and let them go ahead and pay their rent.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing we want is for individuals to become homeless because they're starving. And that's a very painful feeling to be hungry. And so if we can help cover some of those expenses, we're happy to do that. And we do feel that that keeps our homeless numbers from growing even more.
Okay. And speaking of homelessness, it occurs to me that a few weeks ago we did an interview with the new director or interim director of Highway 80 Rescue Mission.
Yes.
And it's important to note that there are a lot of agencies mm-hmm. around East Texas, Longview certainly being no exception. We've done shows and probably will be doing more shows with agencies like Highway 80, Longview Community Ministries, Hartisans Marketplace, and that collaboration piece, you work with everybody. You mm-hmm. work with churches. You work with other nonprofits. It's that collaboration and that teamwork and sharing of resources that allows all of you, all mm-hmm. of your agencies and churches to do the work that you do.
Right, and it's crucial. We don't want to work in silos, and so we do have good relationships with all of the other nonprofit organizations in town. One of my biggest things is I never want to hoard resources for the reason that if we have an excess of any one item, first of all, I don't have storage for it, but
right.
I don't prefer things to go to waste. I'd rather call organizations and see if they need these things. And I think that we're all very good about doing that. When we have excess food, we share it with a number of different nonprofit organizations and vice versa. And so we all try to share the wealth as much as we can when one organization has an excess of any needed item. And I think that, you know, the saying it takes a village, I think that collaboration mm-hmm. is really, really crucial. We do a lot of referrals to Highway 80 Rescue Mission for people to get into their shelter program. We want to help people get off the street. And so we work really closely with, like I said, all of the nonprofits in our area. And that's how it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Holly Bruce, Executive Director of Newgate Mission in Longview, www.newgatemission.org. If the website looks different from the way it did a few weeks ago, there's a reason for that that we'll talk about in a few minutes. It is a newly redesigned website. You're at 207 South Marbley in Longview. Phone numbers, main office, 903-757-6146. Your annex across the street. Phone number there is 903-230-0877. Mm-hmm. And if you decide you want to send a fax, you can always do that at 903-553-0902. Office hours, Monday, 8:15 to 10 a.m. Tuesday through Friday, 8:15 a.m. to 3 p.m. And easy to send an email if you just go through that website, newgatemission.org. Mm-hmm. You have a medical assessment program, volunteer doctors, or is it just one doctor or plural?
It's just one doctor right now, and he has brought in some collaborators, but this is a relatively new program that we're really, really excited about. What we do is we work with nursing students from Laterno, and they come over with one of their program director, who's also a nurse, and do assessments on anyone who would like to receive an assessment. But they check blood pressures, blood sugar levels, and from there make referrals to the doctor as needed. And so there have been a number of individuals who have gotten on blood pressure medication because of this program.
Mm-hmm.
So they see the doctor, and then he'll write the prescription. Newgate does offer financial assistance as well for prescriptions. And so blood pressure generally is an easy condition to manage. And so it's something that we're really excited to be able to do that at Newgate. By nature, our population doesn't necessarily proactively go to the doctor on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they have this easy access to the doctor and can get on blood pressure medication without ending up in the emergency room, that helps our entire community. It helps that individual to maintain their blood pressure and medication. And so we're really, really excited about some of the things we've seen come out of that program.
Okay. And another example of collaborating with the community, you work with the Laterno University nursing program
mm-hmm.
on that as well.
Yes.
Great opportunity for them to learn nursing. It sounds like a win-win situation.
Absolutely.
All around. Yeah.
It's been a great partnership.
Mm-hmm. Showers for those without access or without electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And this gets into the health and hygiene piece mm-hmm. of what you do.
Yes. Hygiene is a really important part of health. And showering is part of that, obviously. It's very, very difficult to go to an interview and get a job if you're not clean.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do have showers for individuals who are homeless or who have a home but are living without electricity, or just for whatever reason don't have a safe place to take a shower. And so that's been a really important service that we've offered. We probably do 10 showers a day.
Mm.
And so that adds up quite a bit, and just to us validates the need of that program. We also offer hygiene items such as soaps, deodorant, shampoo, conditioner. We love to receive those hotel-sized items.
Mm.
Deodorant is always something that we're running short on. It goes pretty quick, and as it's warming up outside, it's very necessary. And so we always try to stay in stock on all of those items so that we can give them out as necessary.
Okay, the Healing Arts Program and Faces of Newgate. That's a very interesting, mm-hmm. I found that very interesting mm-hmm. as I was going through your website, and there's an artist out of Kilgore who has a presence all around East Texas named Anoop Bhandari mm-hmm. who's gotten really involved with that.
Yes, yes. Anoop has the biggest heart and helps so many nonprofit organizations in the area. And Newgate's one of those organizations. We've been very fortunate to have him for about 7 or 8 years now doing the Healing Arts program at Newgate Mission. And so he comes in and works with individuals in just creating an outlet, an emotional outlet for therapeutic purposes, and helping them just create art. And so individuals will make different paintings of whatever topic they want, and then we will take them to Art Walk. And as those paintings are sold, the artist, if we sold a painting, for example, for $40, the artist keeps 20 of it, and 20 goes back into the mission. So it's a way, it's a sustainable program, but it's also a way for that person to gain some pride in their work and to be noticed. And mm-hmm. so it's something that they love. We have a lot of people who come and like to buy specific pieces from specific artists, and so it's really neat. It's definitely grown a following in the community, And so we're very excited about that program.
You mentioned Art Walk. Is this a periodic downtown type event?
Yes, it's quarterly downtown. Yeah. And so we'll take different works to different places, such as the Longview Museum of Fine Arts. The last one that was held, we did at Sugar Magnolia Properties. Mm-hmm. And so we just display the art everywhere and whatever sells. He's also started bringing in another artist named Holly McKnight, and she has some different craft things that she's bringing into the classes. And so diversifying it a little bit has been a lot of fun. They've enjoyed it.
And I believe you have a book coming out called Faces of Newgate, which is tied in with this and which is going to be a fundraiser for you.
Yes, Faces of Newgate is out. It's available. And what it is that Anoop did a portrait of one of our clients, and then he just kept doing them. And I think he has 30 to 40 portraits. But he and our board president, Christy Bogle Sherman, had the idea to create a book out of it. And so it's a really lovely coffee table book with portraits of different individuals that we serve. The purpose being is that these are all individuals. It can be easy to look at groups of low-income people or homeless people collectively as one unit, but this really highlights the individuality of each of these people. And it's been very important for them to know that they're being seen. And so we do have a website also for that book, and it's facesofnewgate.com.
Okay.
Books can be ordered through there. They can also be purchased at Newgate Mission. And because we were able to get the funding, the publishing costs funded completely by donors, the entire purchase goes back into supporting Newgate Mission and our programs.
Okay.
And so it's a great fundraiser for us. The books are $40 each, but they are very, very touching. They're amazing. And once again, just truly highlight the individuality of everyone that we serve.
You bet. Holly Bruce, Executive Director of Newgate Mission in Longview, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Newgate is at 207 South Marbley, annex right across the street. Phone number 903-757-6146. Annex phone number is 903-230-0877. And the website, www.newgatemission.org. Some brick-and-mortar type projects that you're working on. Improvement of facilities, taking steps in the way of revitalizing your property for the benefit of your clients and for the good of the community overall. Mm-hmm. This is something that you can talk about a little bit, I know. But you're in the early planning stages of it?
We are. We have just completed our strategic planning. And one of the items there is looking at improvement of our facilities, whatever that may look like. We've taken one step in that and resurfaced our parking lot, which was very old and in disrepair, but also presented some safety issues for people who are pulling in and out of our property. And so through a grant with the Gregton Rotary Club and collaboration with the City of Longview, we were able to have a curb removed and have it all resurfaced. And so that has increased the safety for everyone in the area. And so plus it looks better. So we're very, very fortunate in that way. And so we are trying to figure out to determine different ideas and different steps we can take to make our property look the best that we can. We feel that we want to reflect the value that we see in the individuals we serve, but we also want to be the best neighbor that we can be to everyone else who lives in that part of town and people who are driving through. We know that Marbley Avenue is a major thoroughfare from I-20 to downtown.
Sure.
And so we do feel some responsibility in terms of working on how to improve our property aesthetically and functionally.
Okay. Talked earlier about partnerships with other organizations and covered a lot of ground in relatively few words. I thought maybe you'd want to mention a couple of them in particular that we talked about before air. The ARC of Gregg County, you partner with them for job training, and Special Health Resources of East Texas for mental health. Just two examples of the kinds of partnerships you have that maybe go a little bit beyond just the collaborations that you have on a day-to-day basis.
Right. We really do enjoy strong relationships with other organizations. ARC of Gregg County, they work with individuals who are oftentimes developmentally disabled and just help them get job training. And so they'll actually bring them to Newgate and use our facility to have on-site job training. And so it benefits the ARC of Gregg County, it benefits the individual who is looking for employment, and it benefits Newgate Mission. And so really it's a win-win all the way around. We also have case managers from Special Health Resources who come in and work with individuals who have mental health issues and trying to obtain the best housing situation for them.
Okay.
Permanent housing is always the goal. That's how we move people out of homelessness. But we also work very closely with Longview Community Ministries as well as House of Disciples in sharing resources as needed.
Okay. And maybe not the pièce de résistance, because there are so many that we've discussed today, but one I know you want to get out there, that new website. How is it different from the old website?
It's easier to use, easier to navigate. It's updated. And we did a rebranding campaign over the past year, so we have a new logo, and it's more eye-catching than what we had before. Mm-hmm. We kind of wanted to, through our logo, show our evolution of services. And so we feel that our new logo has done that. And so our new website not only matches the colors of our new logo, but really, really delves into all of the services that we provide, different ways to get involved. We have a new video that was created so that we can really tell people about who we are. And that's located on our website as well. And so it's just a better website. It really is. And it's just easier to navigate and to find whatever information you're looking for.
I checked out the website before we got together for the show, and I watched the video, and I thought, well, I'm busy. Do I just want to watch a couple of minutes of it?
Right.
But I had kind of made up my mind the minute I clicked it on that I was going to watch it all the way through. Something drew me into it, and I had a pretty good idea what it was by the time I had finished watching the video, because there is so much on there, and the message for me really came across in an entirely different way. And you get to see the faces of the people that work there, that volunteer there, that are served there. A little bit of Anup Bhandari, whom we mentioned a few moments ago, with the paintings. And some of the quotes: everybody matters. Everybody has a story. Come eat lunch with us. Come serve a lunch. We'd love to see you. We would love for you to be a part of Newgate. As it happens, all those quotes happen to come from one of your volunteers and donors named Laurie Bogle. But everybody in that video has a story to tell. Mm-hmm. I would personally encourage everyone to take maybe 7 or 8 minutes and check that out.
Thank you. We're very, very proud of it. And I think that Lori's sentiments truly do reflect most of the people who come into Newgate to volunteer. When you come in and serve breakfast, you're greeted by the people that we serve with a huge thank you and a smile on their face. And so it's important not only to see all of these individuals in the video, but to come into the facility and see them as individuals, sit down and talk with them, break bread with them. It's important, and our message is that we're all children of God. This is what we're called to do, is to serve individuals who are less fortunate than we are, and that's why we're there. We certainly want to help them get out of negative circumstances and conditions, but we're also there to support them in whatever life course they are in.
Okay. A couple of minutes left in the show, and on April 4th, you had what you tell me was a very successful event, again, in collaboration with Laterno University. Ron Hall, the co-author with the late Denver Moore of Same Kind of Different as Me, which I remember reading a few years ago. I actually had a chance to meet these gentlemen when they came to Tyler a number of years back. Very inspiring story and a very successful event. Congratulations. Anything you wanted to share about that?
We were just thrilled to be able to have him. The movie was released in 2017, and so there's kind of been a renewed energy surrounding the book and the movie by people who perhaps didn't read it 10 years ago. I did read it 10 years ago because my dad suggested that I do, and it is a beautiful, beautiful story. And so he gave a very impassioned program and discussion of his work with homeless individuals, and the work that he's done in Fort Worth. We also had the opportunity to present him with a painting of his friend, Denver Moore, who, as you said, has since passed away, that was done by Anoop Bhandari. And so it was a very special moment. He said it may have been the best gift he's ever received. And it was an emotional moment. But I think that it turned out to be a beautiful event and good PR for Newgate, but also a really positive message for members of our community to take away.
Okay, and as we come down to the last minute of the show, as we always do, we want to remind everyone, plenty of opportunities to donate and volunteer. You're always looking for money, in-kind gifts, volunteers. You can find out more about that on the website, which is www.newgatemission.org, located at 207 South Moberly Avenue in Longview, Texas. And the rest of the information is right there on the newly redesigned website. But we're out of time. And Holly Bruce, Executive Director of Newgate Mission in Longview, thanks for coming in and getting us up to date. Sounds like you have a lot going on.
Thank you so much for having me. We always appreciate the opportunity.
You bet. Holly Bruce, Newgate Mission, Longview, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.